Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about Huntington's disease. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/Huntington's or in the neurology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge on this content and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Huntington's disease, also called Huntington's chorea, is an autosomal dominant genetic condition that causes progressive neurological dysfunction. It's a trinucleotide repeat disorder, which involves a genetic mutation in the HTT gene on chromosome 4, which codes for the Huntington or HTT protein. Symptoms of Huntington's disease typically begin aged 30 to 50. Let's talk about trinucleotide repeat disorders. Nucleotides are the building blocks of DNA, and they include adenine, cytosine, guanine, and thymine. Trinucleotide repeats refer to repetitions of a sequence of three nucleotides, for example, CAG, 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 CAG. Other examples of trinucleotide repeat disorders include Fragile X syndrome, spinocerebellar ataxia, myotonic dystrophy, and Friedreich ataxia. Let's talk about anticipation. Huntington's chorea displays a feature called genetic anticipation. Anticipation occurs with trinucleotide repeat disorders, where successive generations of affected individuals have more repeats in the gene, and this results in an earlier age of onset and an increased severity of disease. A Tom tip for you. Anticipation is a common concept tested in exams, and it's worth remembering with Huntington's disease. Let's talk about the presentation. Huntington's chorea presents with an insidious, progressive worsening of symptoms. It typically begins with cognitive, psychiatric, or mood problems, and these are followed by the development of movement disorders. Chorea refers to involuntary, random, irregular, and abnormal body movements. Dystonia refers to abnormal muscle tone, leading to abnormal postures. Rigidity refers to increased resistance to the passive movement of a joint. Other movement problems include eye movement disorders, dysarthria, which is speech difficulties, and dysphagia, which refers to swallowing difficulties. Next, let's talk about management. A diagnosis of Huntington's disease is made by genetic testing via a specialist genetic center, and it involves pre- and post-test counseling. There are currently no treatment options for slowing or stopping the progression of the disease. Management of the condition involves supporting the person and their family, which will include breaking bad news effectively and supportively, genetic counseling regarding relatives, pregnancy, and children, multidisciplinary team input to support the patient and maintain their quality of life, physiotherapy to improve mobility, maintain joint function, and prevent contractures, which is where the muscles tighten around the joint and cause the joint to lose its range of motion. Speech and language therapy, where there are speech or swallowing difficulties. Tetrabenazine may be used to help the chorea symptoms. Antidepressants, for example, SSRIs for depression. Advanced directives to document the patient's wishes as the disease progresses. And then end-of-life care. A Tom tip for you. An exam scenario may have you counsel someone about getting a genetic test for Huntington's disease. The child of someone with the disease has a 50% chance of inheriting the faulty gene. It's autosomal dominant. They need to be 18 before they can decide whether to get tested. Your job in this scenario is to provide information for the patient to make an informed decision for themselves, not to advise them whether to get the test or not. The outcome is usually that the patient will think about it further and return if they have further questions. Finally, let's talk about the prognosis. Huntington's chorea is a progressive condition. Life expectancy is around 10 to 20 years after the onset of symptoms. As the disease progresses, patients become more frail and susceptible to illnesses, for example, infections, weight loss, falls, and pressure ulcers. Death is often due to aspiration pneumonia due to swallowing difficulties. Suicide is also a common cause of death. So thanks for listening to this episode on Huntington's disease. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I have a big favor to ask. If you've bought a copy of the Zero to Finals Medicine book, the second edition book, I'd be so grateful if you could head over to Amazon and take 30 seconds to leave a very quick review. And thank you to everyone who's already left a review. I'm really grateful and it makes a huge difference. And I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about myasthenia gravis.